I want you to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. That is where we're going to start today. But we're going to be looking at a lot of different scriptures today. You know, over the next few weeks, we're going to be examining many different topics found in the Word of the Lord. Our goal in this study is to gain a greater understanding of these biblical truths and doctrines that apply to our everyday life. The Bible, folks, is the greatest treasure we have apart from God Himself. And the authority of the Bible is foundational to all that we hold. Biblical authority has always characterized true Christianity. In the early days of Christianity, the Bible was held as the sole authority in matters of faith and practice. The Bible is God's revelation to man. God has written His word to us. It is the only rule we have for life. It is the only standard we have for our behavior. It is our authority. And when we read the Bible, God is speaking to us. Paul says in 2 Timothy 3:16, he says, all scripture is inspired by God, which means God breathed. And he goes on to say, for our good. In the book of Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, the writer of Hebrews informs us that the word of God is living, it's active, it's sharp, it's piercing. He goes on to say it's able to judge the thoughts and the intentions of man. And it is important, as we will see later as we walk through here today, that we need to let the scriptures speak to us. We need to let the scriptures, the word of God, speak to us, for it is living and active. It is the words of the scriptures that are powerful and able to change the hearts and the thoughts of a man. And because of these truths, it's extremely important for you and I to read and to study our Bible. Dr. MacArthur writes, in the life of every Christian, there must be the daily nourishing in the word, for it is very crucial. Today, I want to answer two different questions. And these are the questions: why study the Bible? Number two, how to study the Bible? Now, I'm sure what I'm going to say today, maybe most of you have heard this before, maybe you already know it, but it is important that we remind ourselves from time to time about these great truths and great doctrines within the Bible so that we can continue to grow in our relationship with the Lord. Listen to what Peter says to those that he was writing to. Remember, Peter was writing to Christians. And listen to what he says. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. He says, therefore, I shall always be ready to remind you of these things, even though you already know them and have been established in the truth which is present with you. And I consider it right, as long as I am in this earthly dwelling, to stir you up by the way of remembering. And so that's what we're going to do over the next few weeks. There's various different topics over the next 6 weeks that we're going to look at. They're going to be familiar to you, but I want to share them with you to remind you so that God will just stir the inside of us up, that God will just revive us and help us to see how these things can be applied to our lives. I want to stir you up today by way of remembrance. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the day. Thank you for this opportunity that we have to gather together around your word. Thank you, Father, for the songs that were sung today, Father, and gives and praise and worship to you. But I pray, Father, as we begin our message this morning, it is your message, it is your word. And so I pray, Father, help us to open our ears, open our hearts, open our minds, help us to receive what you have for us today. Guide me in the things that I will say. Hinder me from saying things I should not say. But guide me in the words that I should say, that I might be a surrendered vessel being used for your honor and glory today. We'd ask now, Lord, speak to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. So why study the Bible? If you look at 2 Timothy chapter 2 and in verse 15, the Bible says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. Why do I need to study the Bible? Well, it's important to study the Bible because the result of me studying God's word, I receive the approval of the Lord. The King James says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word. Remember in second and in Ephesians chapter 2, we're called the workmen. We're God's workmanship. That phrase, rightly divided, means cutting it straight. We are God's workmen, and it is God's word that enables us to accomplish all that he calls us to do. We cannot do anything for God apart from his word. It is his word that tells us how to do things and when to do things. When we receive God's approval, we allow God's word to guide us in the work of the church. How do we know the things that we're supposed to do? Because of what God tells us to do. The church must be built God's way. We're going to look at that when we study the book of Acts. You know, when we read the word of God, God is pleased when we apply his word to our daily lives. And when we read the scriptures and we allow the scriptures to guide us in our daily lives. When the word of God takes and it warns us about false doctrine and different things that we should not be involved in, enables us to oppose those things, and in the result of that is the approval of God. Each one of us, as God's workmen, will be either approved or ashamed, the Bible says. And that word approved means to be one who has been tested and found acceptable. God puts us through different trials, we face different situations, and the reason he does that is so that we can get deep into the Word of God, understand what the Word of God has to say, so that we might rightly apply the Word to our lives, successfully overcoming whatever trials, temptations we might have. And when that happens, God says he approves of what you've done. We study the Bible, folks, so that we might be approved by God. But there's something else. If you're with me there, if we're going to look at different scriptures, but over in 1 Peter chapter 2, we study the Word of God because the Word of God helps you to grow in salvation. We receive the approval of God, but also it helps us to grow in our salvation. Chapter 2 of 1 Peter reads, "Therefore, putting aside all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander, like newborn babes, long for the pure milk of the Word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation, if you have tasted the kindness of the Lord." Peter used the metaphor of a newborn baby or infants to communicate to me and you the need for the Word of God. The desires of a newborn baby does not go much further than the next meal. I'm sure some of the mothers here can testify to that, you know. That word desire that he uses here, or the word long for, refers to an intense, continuous desire. It expressed an intense craving. And Peter says that we as believers should have that craving, that eagerness to be nourished in the word of the Lord. Just as a baby longs for the milk of its mother, it is the word of God that helps us to grow in our salvation. The new birth is only the beginning of your salvation. The day you trusted Christ as your Savior, that's simply the beginning. You must continue to grow in your faith and your salvation. And we mature only by studying the book, the Word of God. Peter says, by it you may grow in respect to salvation. It presents the idea of making progress. One day you are going to move from the idea of sanctification to the idea of glorification when you meet the Lord Jesus Christ. But it's the Word of God. As you study the Word of God, that helps you to grow and mature in your relationship with the Lord. So why do I study the Bible? I study the Bible that I might grow in my salvation. But I also study the Bible because God's Word prepares me to serve the Lord. If I go back to 2 Timothy again, in chapter 4, listen to what the Apostle Paul tells Timothy, 1 Timothy, I should say, chapter 4, in verse number 6, he says, "In pointing out these things to the brethren, you will be a good servant of Jesus Christ, constantly nourished on the words of the faith and of the sound doctrine which you have been following." He says that you will be a good servant. It's the Word of God, folks, that prepares us to serve the Lord. Growth is necessary for to be useful in the Lord. The Word of God prepares us for his service. It guides us. It instructs us. I read this statement the other day that says spiritual growth is necessary if we are to serve the Lord. And the Word of God is necessary if we're to grow. And so if you're going to serve the Lord and you want to serve the Lord, then you need to know what God says. It helps you to grow. if you think about any particular job, you know, you needed to read and to understand how to do that job. I retired from the crane business after 42 years. And, you know, running a crane was more than just sitting in the seat and turning the key on. That was the easy part. Did you know that crane incidents are the number one cause of death in construction? You know why? Because people don't read. They don't understand. When you sit in that crane, you had to understand and read about math. You had to know how long your crane boom is, what is the distance, what is the radius, what is the angle, how much weight are you? All that stuff had to be figured in. And then you had to figure out, in my later time, they actually put computers in there, and that was a nightmare. Just hit a button wrong, you know. I ran this one crane. It kept saying there was a problem with the jib on the crane. You may not know what that is, but I know this. There was no jib. So how could there be a problem with it? But, you know, you had to read and you had to study. You had to be prepared for that, whatever job you might have. Well, I was in the Marine Corps. I worked on helicopters, you know, and they told us, they said, when you do something on the helicopter, you needed to go to what was called the Maintenance Instruction Manual, MIMS, because they were always changing things. Think about one mistake could be the crash of a helicopter with lives inside of it. How did you know how to fix it? You went to the book. How did you know how to do your job? You went to the book. How are you going to know how to serve the Lord? You go to the book. It is the Word of God that prepares us for His service. And it's also the Word of God, folks, that guides us not only in our service, but also in our sanctification for the Lord. I'm going to go back over to 1 Peter again in chapter 1. Listen to what Peter writes in verse 14. He says, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts which were yours in your ignorance, but like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourself also in all your behavior, because it is written, you shall be holy for I am holy. I need to study the Word of God because it guides me in my sanctification. It is necessary for me to be able to study the Bible to be able to defeat sin. You will never have victory over sin and temptation unless you understand and follow the word of the Lord. When Jesus was tempted, who was God in the flesh, in the wilderness, in Luke chapter 4, he responded to the temptation with the word of the Lord. David said in Psalm 119 and verse 11, he says, your word I have hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. We need to be students of the Word of God. Why? Because God guides us in our sanctification. God helps us to be holy. Remember that word sanctification means to be separated. Separated from the old life and separated unto God. And so we need the Word of God to guide us in our sanctification. But I want to say just one more thing about that. And it's a very simple reason why to study your Bible. That was the question. Why study the Bible? And here's the very simple answer to the question. Because it's God's will. That's simple. It is God's will that you do it. Remember the story of Joshua in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. Moses is dead, and God says, okay, Joshua, Moses is dead. Now you're going to lead my people into the promised land. It's your responsibility now. And this is what God told Joshua. He told Joshua to meditate, to focus on the Word of God. Don't turn to the left, don't turn to the right. Meditate on the Word of God day and night. And if he would do that, he would be obedient to everything that was written in the Word of God, and he would be able to lead the people into the promised land. It was God's will that Joshua focus his whole journey, how? Around the Word of God. Paul tells us in the book of Colossians, he says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. When we harbor the word of God in our hearts, folks, we will be obedient to God's will for our lives. And it's very simple. Why study the Bible? It's God's will. It's as simple as that. Understanding the scriptures, folks, will help us to grow and know the Lord in a greater way. It equips us for the service to work in his kingdom. And when we fail to study the Word of God, folks, when we fail to study the Word of God, we will remain just as infants. We won't grow in our relationship with the Lord. But we need to be growing each and every day that we might bring Him honor and glory. So why study the Bible? That we might receive the approval of God. That we might grow in our salvation. Also that, you know, that we might understand what he wants us to do in our lives for him. That we will grow more in our idea of being sanctified for the Lord. And simply because it's his will. That's simple. But how to know the Bible? The how of learning and applying Scripture to our lives is something every Christian should know. And I'm going to look at some things very briefly here, five different things: hearing, reading, studying, memorizing, and meditating. But I want to say this, how to know your Bible. Before we even look into that, understand this. When you get up in the morning or whenever time you do that and you get ready to read the Bible, I would encourage you, the first step is this. Bow your head in prayer. And ask God to examine your heart. And if there's anything in your heart that would hinder your understanding of the Word of God, ask him to forgive you of that, and then begin your study. James 1:21 says, therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted Word, which is able to save your soul. So how do I study my Bible? How do I know the Bible? First of all, I just want to say this. Hear the Word of the Lord. And 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, Paul says this, but the Spirit explicitly says. In other words, you're supposed to give attention to what God is saying. If you remember the teachings of the Old Testament, how many times did you hear this phrase, and the word of the Lord said, and the word of the Lord said, or the word of the Lord came? That's in there for a reason, because the Holy Spirit wants you to know that Isaiah wasn't speaking for himself. Jeremiah wasn't speaking for himself. They were responding with the word that came from the Lord. And it was important for the people to listen to that word. It was important for the people when Samuel spoke for them to listen to the word. That's important for us, folks. When the word of God is being preached, it's taught in the church, we understand that it has to be God's word. Man's opinions, cultural trends are not important. What is important is the word of the Lord. Luke chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus tells us that those who are blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. That's what he says. Those that are listening and hear it and then keep it. In the book of Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 8, we read these words, and they read from the book, from the law of God, translating to give the sense so that they understood the reading. If we had time to look into that, we don't. The idea was that they stood and Ezra started reading and preaching the word of God, and the people were listening. And when they heard the word of God, they began to repent of their sins. They started dedicating their lives to the Lord. They started singing and praising to the Lord, where the Bible says that they were heard afar off. And it all was the result of hearing. Romans 10:17 says, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. How do I know my Bible? Listen. Listen to what is being taught. Listen to what is being preached. And then we need to read it. Yes, read it. Revelations 1:3, the Apostle John writes these words, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near. Blessed is the man who reads. Why? Time is getting short. Time is near. The Apostle John tells us that we are blessed for reading the Word of God. Remember 1 Timothy 4:13, Paul speaking to the young pastor, and this is what he told the young pastor, to pay close attention to reading the Scriptures. And that applied to his personal life, but he was speaking to Timothy, who was the pastor of the church at Ephesus. And he emphasized the fact that when we gather together, we need to read the word. To read the word, to exhort, to teach it. But I think personally, folks, that I would encourage everyone here today to understand that there needs to be a time when you read the living word of God. Now, maybe you have a regular reading schedule. I don't know. But, you know, I think it's important. I don't think we can overemphasize it. I know you've heard this before, but I want to stir you up to remind you to read the Word of the Lord because it's so important. I think reading through the Bible is a great thing to do. I know a lot of people have those little charts and you mark them off all the time. Now, I'm going to give you my personal opinion. Don't throw nothing at me. But I do believe that sometimes it's more important just to take your time. Maybe you're reading a particular passage or maybe a particular verse. Take your time and read that. See what it says. Now, I myself have a very difficult time reading things. When I went to school, you know, in the spring and in the fall, Dad would come to school and say, I need my boys. We got plants to plant or plants to harvest. And so the emphasis wasn't really put on education too much. And I pay for that now because I didn't learn to read real well. And so I have to read everything two or three times. You know, you can give me something to read, I'll read it one time and ask me what it's there. I'll say, oh, I don't know, you know. But I do, I really do. I need to read things two and three times, you know, to grab a hold of it. And so I would encourage you, though, when you're reading the Word of God, take some time and just move slow, throw it. Our daughter was telling us the other day that my grandson was reading his Bible, and he said, Mom, he said, boy, God sure did kill a lot of people. And she said, where in the world are you reading, you know? And she said, he said, it's out of the Old Testament. And she said, well, get to the New Testament, you know? And I try to tell young believers, they say, what shall we read? I say, the book of John. Okay, we're done. What do we read? The book of John. Well, we've read it through twice. What do we do now? Read it again. I think it's so important. The Gospel of John is so important for a new believer just to grab a hold of that and get to understand what it is. But take your time. Read it. Set a time where you get to sit down and you make sure that you read the Word of God every day. And then study it. Ezra 7:10, listen to what Ezra says. Now, Ezra determined in his heart to study the law of the Lord, to obey it and to teach his statutes and ordinance in Israel. He made a decision in his life that I am going to study what God has to say. And that word study spoke of a careful examination, to search thoroughly. In other words, it wasn't a quick glance, but dedicating time to read the Word of God. I think our youngest daughter, every time I'd ask her, she read the book of, Jonah. You know, what did you read, Jonah? Every day she would tell me she read the same thing, you know. I didn't think she didn't slow down to study it too much, but anyhow. Folks, there's more than just taking a quick glance at the Word. Acts chapter 17, verse 11, the Apostle Paul commended the believers at Berean, saying that they studied the Word of God. The Bible says in Acts chapter 17 that they searched the Scriptures. And Paul said they were more noble. They were more fair-minded because why? They studied. I've given you a lot of Scriptures today. I hope that you write some of those down. And what I would encourage you to do is go home and study what I just said. Make sure I tell you the truth. You know, I preached a whole sermon I forgot the name. There's my senior moments, you know. Anyhow, I called him Methuselah. Who was it? Mephibosheth, that's it. I preached a whole sermon one time calling this young man Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth. Methuselah. See, that's why I bring my wife, you know. At the end of the service, one guy said, well, that was the oldest kid in the world. I said, what are you talking about? He was a young man, and David, you know, showed him mercy. And he told me what I did. I said, oh, okay. I'll have to correct myself, you know. But study the Word of God. Folks, you can do that. You know, it's so interesting. Look, to say, you know, I think I'm going to study prayer. See what the Bible has to say about prayer. See what it has to say about forgiveness. See what it has to say about salvation. Or study a character. David, Moses, Elijah. One of the most interesting studies is the study of the apostles. Spend some time just studying about them and what you can learn about them. And here's another thing I would encourage you to do when you're studying the Bible. Share it with somebody else. See where they're studying. Say, you know, I just read this, you know, and let them give some input about that to you, what they've learned about it. It's a great thing when we work together studying the Bible. And then the one that I do not want to mention, but I have to, memorizing it. I couldn't memorize when I had my mind. Now that I'm this age, you know, it's even worse, you know. But folks, you know, it's very important for us to memorize God's Word. David said in Psalm 119 and verse 9, and also in verse 11, he says that he would memorize God's word because it guards his heart from sinning. Deuteronomy 11, verse 18, God commanded the Israelites to remember his word by keeping it in their hearts and their minds. Psalm 40, verse 8 says this, I will delight to do your will, O God. Your law is within my heart. Memorize it, folks. It is when you memorize scripture and things take place in your life that the Holy Spirit of God will bring that scripture to your mind and help you to have victory over that, whatever that temptation might be, whatever that trial might be. Or even if you're just riding along, and I used to ride in my big old crane going down the road, and I would think about a scripture and I'd just break out singing. They must have thought I was nuts when they went by me or not, but I'd just drive my big old crane and I'd just singing away to the Lord, you know. Why? Because you remember the scripture. And then all of a sudden, God brings you into somebody, and they start asking you questions about the Lord. And you say, oh, wait a minute, I remember Romans 3:23. Oh, I remember that God said that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, I remember that verse. And you see, we memorize those verses, God will bring them to our minds so that we can use them for his honor and for his glory. And then one last thing, and I'll be quiet. Folks, it's important that we meditate on God's word. Now, when the idea of meditating on God's word is not the modern day definition or philosophy of meditating, you do not empty your minds and thoughts, but you ponder, you consider, you dwell on the word. Listen to what Psalm 1 says. How blessed is a man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. And he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in time's season, and its leaf does not wither. And whatever he does, he prospers. What do I mean by meditating? Well, you got up this morning and you realized it was important to hear from God. And so you opened his word, you read it, and you begin to think about what he had to say. You dug into it a little deeper to see exactly what was he saying to me? How does this apply to my life? You know, how did I apply this to my situation today? And as you go throughout your day, you kind of remember what the words were. And then you allow God just to speak to your mind. Don't empty your mind. You allow God to bring the thoughts in prayer as you pray to him, and he starts to bring understanding and application to your mind about studying the Word of God. You see, because that's one of the purpose of studying your Word of God, folks, is this. When we study the Word of God, understand this, that we study the Word of God. When you do study, you're supposed to observe what it says, seek the interpretation of what it says, and how do you apply it? And so you meditate on God's word, seeing what he says. And so I've tried to answer two questions very quickly today. Why study the Bible? And how to study the Bible? I want you to know today that we stand here firm on the fact that this is God's inerrant word. And it is our sole authority for life and godliness. And it is important for us to receive daily nourishment from the Word of God. When we read your Bible, God speaks to you. Study the Bible. Why? So you can understand God's goal for your lives. And by responding to them goals properly, you receive the approval of God. It is studying the Bible that helps you grow in your salvation, prepares you for the service of the Lord. It helps sanctify you, enables you to deal with temptation and sin. And very simply, it's God's will that you study his word. How do I do that? Open my ears. What are you saying to me today, God? Read his word. Study his word. Seek to understand what he is saying. Memorize it. Meditate on it. Now, I am sure, as I said earlier, that you guys have already heard all of this before. But I did this lesson because I want God to stir my heart about the importance of his word. And I hope today that even though I've reminded you of things that you've heard many, many times, I'm praying today that you will allow these things to stir your heart, to get a hunger for reading and studying the Word of God. Now, the first thing you need to hear from God's Word is this, is the gospel. If you're here today, maybe you're watching us today, and you've never put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says that God so loved you that he gave his one and only Son to die on a cross for your sins. And the Bible says if we will confess Christ as Lord, ask forgiveness of our sins, as I said earlier, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you can become a Christian today. And you can begin on that wonderful journey of opening the scriptures and beginning to read it and understand that God actually will speak to you through the book. But maybe you're here today and you have some areas that you've been struggling in, maybe setting that time apart for reading, studying, or whatever it might be. As we have a time of invitation this morning, I would ask you to do this. If there's an area that we spoke about today that you may be struggling about, why not take that to the Lord right now today? Why not say, Lord, you know, I've been neglecting my Bible reading. Lord, I've been neglecting studying. You know, I haven't memorized a verse in a long time. Lord, help me to understand where I need to do that I might continue to hear your voice, to grow in my relationship with you, that I might bring you honor and glory for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever your need might be today, maybe you need to join a church, maybe you need to be baptized, maybe you need to be saved, or maybe you just need some prayer this morning. As we give a song of invitation here in just a moment, I'll have Chris come. You do whatever the Lord calls you to do today. Chris.